an American tourist, was in Ireland, and he was walking down the street in Dublin and came across an antique store. And he looked in the window and he couldn't believe it. There, for a mere $50, you could buy the skull of King Brian of Ireland. And so the American tourist said, well, this is a great deal. So he went in and he bought the skull of King Brian of Ireland, and he brought it back home. 10 years later, he was back in Ireland, and he was on that very street, and he was going by the window of that very antique store, and there, he couldn't believe it, again, was the skull of King Brian of Ireland. So he got up, he got very angry, and he went inside and talked to the owner and said, you're a swindler. I was here 10 years ago, and I bought the skull of King Brian of Ireland 10 years ago, and now there's another one in the window, and it's much smaller. How do you explain that? Oh, the owner said, you've got it all wrong. This here is the king of the skull of King Brian when he was a child. So today is the feast day of Christ the King. This feast day was established in 1925 by the Pope because he felt that even back then, society was becoming more and more secularized. Christendom was falling apart. Christendom is where society acknowledges Christ as King. And of course, today we no longer live in Christendom, where society acknowledges the kingship of Christ. Now we live in a neo-pagan world. Some countries are post-Christian. Many countries have had Christianity and they've lost it. So the Pope said, let's establish a feast day of Christ the King. Christ, the King of the universe. So let us try to reestablish the kingship of Jesus Christ in our hearts, in our families, in our parishes, and in society. And so the Pope said, we will make the last liturgical Sunday of the year the feast day of Christ the King. That's today. Because next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, so we start a brand new liturgical year. So as the culminating Sunday of the year, we celebrate today's feast day. Jesus Christ is our King. So look at those four things that the Pope has reminded us to do, that we need to promote Christ the King of society, Christ the King of our parish, Christ the King of our families, and Christ the King of our own hearts. First, how do we establish Christ as the King of our society, of our culture? Well, in our society, all of you are out there working in different jobs. So if you're a doctor, be an excellent Christian doctor with Christian principles. If you're an attorney or a lawyer, you live your life with the thoroughly Christian principles as well, and practice as a Christian lawyer, or as a teacher, or as a businessman, to live those Christian principles in whatever walk of life that you are. In politics, to be faithful to Christian views as well. No matter what profession, what vocation you have, as a wife, as a mother, as a dad, as a husband, as a doctor, lawyer, teacher, business person, to live and try to uphold the principles of Jesus Christ in society. And this is how we can try to transform our culture, our pagan culture, our pagan society. In the workplace, for example, even if other people use God's name in vain, you as a Christian would always respect God's holy name in the workplace. Or maybe other people gossip at work, but you as a Christian would not gossip. You would always uphold the dignity of other people. So live your faith in your vocation, in your job, in the workplace. You know, there's only a certain number of priests, but lay people are really of almost infinite number. And you can reach people and reach places that we as priests cannot reach, just by the way you live your life in society, in the community. When your neighbors see you leaving to go to church on Saturday night or a Sunday, you don't have to say anything, but they know you're going to church. That's being a good example. You're being an excellent witness in your own community. And sometimes it's just by being an example. As the bishop reminded us today during confirmations, one of the bishops quoted St. Francis, who told his young brother, "Preach always, and sometimes even use words." So in other words, live your life by example. And sometimes, sure, we have to talk about our faith, but in your neighborhood, in society, in your workplace, live your Christian life and help promote Jesus as the King of society. Next is our parish. In our parish, we try to uphold Christ the King. That's why we have a beautiful tabernacle in this church, and he's right in the center. Jesus is front and center. So when you come into the church, you genuflect. See, genuflection is an act of reverence for the King. You only genuflect before royalty. And whenever we genuflect, we say, "My Lord and my God," and we acknowledge the kingship of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So when you genuflect, you're making an act of faith that Jesus is truly present in the most blessed sacrament in the tabernacle. And we adore him and worship him just as the Magi and the shepherds came and adored Christ. So we, every Saturday night or Sunday, come and adore Jesus in our parish. We also have Eucharistic adoration over in our adoration chapel across the street. It's open 5 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can come in and spend time kneeling or sitting before Christ the King. What a beautiful thing to do, to make a holy hour each week in Eucharistic adoration. What a great way to honor Christ the King. And then in our own parish, try to get involved in things where you can help to spread the faith and share the faith with others. The Legion of Mary, the Knights of Columbus, Walking with Purpose. So many wonderful organizations and prayer groups that you can help promote the kingship of Jesus Christ. Teaching religious education, teaching young people about their faith. See, this is how we advance the kingdom of Christ on earth. Yes, through society and through the workplace, but also in our parish through evangelization, Bible studies, prayer groups, knocking on doors, visiting hospitals, prisons, and nursing homes. See, these are ways in which we can evangelize from our parish to help establish the reign of Jesus Christ. Third, the family. The Pope says we need to have Christ as the King of our family. So how do we do that? Well, you can start by saying grace at meals. I'm sure all of you do that. When you have a family meal, whether it be a restaurant or in your own home, say grace together as a family. It's a great way to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is King and Lord of your home. Have your home blessed by a priest or deacon and enthrone the image of the Sacred Heart in your home. It's a beautiful ceremony, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, by taking a beautiful image of Jesus, a statue or a painting which shows his Sacred Heart. You place that in your home and enthrone it. That means you set up Christ as King of your family. And it's a great reminder that your house belongs to Jesus Christ, that you are a Christian home, and that you pray together as a family. You gather together when you have your family prayer time, and then you go to church together as a family. And then avoid things that would undermine the kingship of Christ in your home. Certain things on television or the computer, you have to eliminate and get rid of them in order to maintain that Jesus Christ is King and Lord of that family. So you don't want certain things to come into your home, to pollute your home, and to defile the kingship of Jesus Christ. And lastly, our own hearts, our own lives. How do we uphold the kingship of Christ in our own life? Well, first is daily prayer, spending time with the Lord each day in prayer, and then going to Mass faithfully every weekend, every Saturday night or Sunday. going to confession, perhaps once a month, you know, going and to get rid of sin, because sin hurts our relationship with God. It breaks our relationship with God if it's serious sin. So go to confession and live in God's grace. A person who lives in sanctifying grace is acknowledging that Jesus Christ lives within their soul through divine grace, which is the very presence of Christ within their soul. So when Christ reigns in your heart and in your soul, sin will not reign. So we get rid of sin through repentance, through confession, and then live the Christian life. So daily prayer, daily reading of sacred scripture, and staying close to the Lord and our Blessed Mother. Where Christ is King, His Mother is Queen. So we entrust our homes and our families to Jesus Christ and to our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven and Earth. So those are the four ways in which we can promote the feast day of Christ the King. Try to live the Christian message at work, in your society, in your neighborhood, in your community. Promote it in the parish through the activities and organizations and prayer groups. Live the kingship of Jesus Christ in your family, in your marriage, and also, of course, most importantly, in your own individual daily life of prayer and union with Christ the King.